As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. Coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air, Pilgrim, and be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Wednesday, March the 2nd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, lots of that today. Hard facts, workable solutions, yeah, it's all in there. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in the area code 512-904-8014. To join me live on air and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, at a small town America, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Once again, our shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and Tonawanda, I should say, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, and Talk Stream Live. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. All of our contact information can be found on our website there at becomevocallocal.com. Precious metals this morning charting record highs. Crude oil tops $100. U.S. dollar down. We'll go into all of that in our market report. No sign of relief for Americans from the financials this spring. Things are just getting grim and grimmer and even more grim. So we'll talk about that. It's all in the news basket. Trusts. Go back to that a little bit more today. Do they deserve our trust, our money, and our future? I think not. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into our market report. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Now, again, this is an hour ago. Gold was trading up 60 cents at $1,433.80. And that's the good news. Here's some more good news. Silver up 13 cents at $34.82 an ounce. Platinum shows flat on the Kitco screen. I don't know if it is or not. At $1,841 for platinum. And palladium up $5 at $820 a troy ounce. Boy, oh boy. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,427 for a low. Oh, my. And $1,437.60 for a high. But at $1,433.80, your gold is up this year. $315.70 for a 28.24% return on your investment. The London gold fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,430.50 an ounce. I can't help it. I'm smiling. I'm happy. The SPDR gold shares this morning show unchanged overnight. They're holding 1,210.96 metric tons in their treasure chest, valued on State Street at $55.3 billion. And Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed down 168 to 12,058. The NASDAQ closed down 45 at 2737. And the S&P 500 off 21 at 1306. We'll be right back.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, March the 2nd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. La, la, la. La, la. Let's go back into the market report. I want to say these numbers one more time live on air. Active trading as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time found gold trading up 60 cents. At $1,433.80 an ounce. Silver up 13 cents at $34.82. You ought to be watching the live charts right now. We're seeing a meteoric rise. Platinum flat on early trading an hour ago at $1,841. And palladium up 5 at $820 an ounce. Where it will top out today is anyone's guess. Again, the lows and the highs of the gold spot market so far. This morning, of course, these are going to change rapidly. 1,427 even for a low, 1,437.60 for a high, a year-on-year gain of $315.70 in the gold spot market for a 28.24% return on your investment. Crude oil this morning up $1.47, trading at $101.10, now above $100 for light sweet crude. That would be your West Texas Intermediate, I believe, delivered as it is in Oklahoma at Cushing. The U.S. dollar index this morning continued to weaken, down 17 basis points at 76.86. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange market, where we find the Canadian loonie trading up 28 basis points at 1.02, or $1.02. The Mexican peso 11 basis points higher at 8 cents U.S. The euro bumps up 52 basis points. It exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.38. The British pound moves up 28 basis points at $1.63, and the Swiss franc up 47 basis points at $1.08 U.S. the bond market this morning. The U.S. Treasuries, the bonded indebtedness, the yield on the 2 years is at 0.66%, moving down quite a bit over the last couple of weeks from about a 0.84, 85 range down to a 0.66 this morning. The 10-year at 3.44%, the 30 at 4.52. The mortgage market this morning, the fixed rate mortgages, you know, it's the only ones we talk about here. I don't need any of that adjustable rate stuff. Got enough things in this world that are adjusting without our permission. The fixed rate 15-year mortgage moves up from 4.10% or 4.10 last month to 4.13% this morning. The 30-year moves up as well, a little move from 4.83% a month ago to 4.85%. Of course, your prime rate is locked in at 3.25%. And your gold-to-silver ratio, it'll take you 41.17 ounces of silver at these prices to pick up 1 ounce of gold, at least in the spot market. Back into our economic report here, the economy calendar. Again, a very busy week, lots of stuff happening, not only yesterday and today, but tomorrow as well and Friday. This morning, the MBA, the Mortgage Bankers Association purchase apps are out. Challenger job cuts are out. Let's see, what else do we have on the deck? The ADP employment, Bernanke's going to speak again. Bernanke spoke yesterday, and, of course, we're going to hear more about that, no doubt, in the clips and things throughout the day. He'll speak again later in this afternoon, too, it looks like. Tomorrow's going to be the jobless claims will be out, productivity and costs. So just watch as all this stuff impacts the marketplace. Let's go in and look at some of these reports for this morning and pick up the construction spending first, hopefully, from yesterday, because it was out after we were off the air. The construction sector retreated some more in January, but not as much as expected. Now, once again, if you can just run it through your mind and think about how much is impacted when we're not building houses in America. We've been building houses in America for the last 20 years, virtually, at a pretty much breakneck clip. And all of those people who got their job boxes and their tool bags and their pickup trucks and all of that, they're all geared up, they're all set up, and they're all trained up to build houses. You stop building houses, and the market starts skittering sideways, and that's what's happening. Overall construction outlays, and it's not just the contractors, you know, as we mentioned yesterday, it's everybody. It's Sally, she works down at the cafe, you know, slinging hash in the morning. It's the hair cutters and all of that. It's the tanning booths. It's all of the Tocino pizzas and all the beer sales and the gas stations and all of that stuff that goes along with it. It's your Home Depot, it's your Lowe's, it's all of the various and sundry places that sell lumber, all your lumber yards. But it also impacts the shipping, the truckers that haul the stuff around, all the manufacturers that make all those valves and toilets and, you know, stuff like that. We do make quite a bit of that sort of thing in America because it's cheaper to build it here than it is to ship it in. Overall construction outlays declined 0.7% after following a revised 1.6% in December. The latest figure came in slightly less negative than the consensus forecast for a 0.8% decrease. However, December's drop was slashed significantly from the original estimate of a 2.5% swoon. So they thought they were going up, and they didn't. They were going down. That's why we give you this information on a regular basis. These numbers are rigged from the get-go, okay, from Jump Street. And they change, and they change all the time. A lot of this is estimating. A lot of it's models. You know, it's just anybody's guess. It's a crapshoot. Again, on a year-ago basis, overall construction outlays declined to a minus 5.9%, down from 5.3% in December. All right? So not only are the prices down about 30% in the last couple of years on the resales when you sell a house, but we're also seeing a continuing decline in the outlays putting toward construction, all right? And I've also mentioned about how the houses that I see around here being built are much smaller, very much, much more modest, much more affordable. Equities edged up, but the lift came not from construction outlays, but from a better-than-expected ISM manufacturing within the same time release. Let's go over there and look at the Mortgage Bankers Association purchase application. So on the one hand, you've got the people that are building houses or wanted to build houses or have existing home new built that are laying out there. On the other side of the coin, you've got all the houses that were already people were already thinking of selling their house. Maybe granny's moving to the nursing home or whatever. There's all those houses on the market. And in addition to that, then you've also got all of the foreclosure houses that are out there on the market. So this mortgage banker's application report that they put out, these are the people that, you know, take their hat in their hand and they take the wife and the children and the family dog and they all go to the bank and they sit down and they write out a mortgage application. Not a good thing to do. You know, they don't understand how they're playing into the system, but nevertheless, it's an indicator. After recovering 2 weeks of decline, both purchase and refinancing applications fell back steeply in the February 25th week. Now, a lot of times they say, you know, you want to try and get people to move in the springtime if you can, get them set up to move. It might take, you know, 60 to 90 days to close a loan and get you into a house. But come springtime, when people are starting to move, they got children, they want to put them in a different school district. Maybe they're retiring and they want to move out of an area. This is a pretty brisk time for sales. And if we don't see brisk sales right in through here, it's going to roll over for the rest of the year, folks. That's all there is to it. All right, so continuing, what we're seeing is that these refinances, purchase and refinance applications falling back steeply in the February 25th week, coming into March. And this, of course, is the last month of the first quarter. Purchase applications fell 6.1%, with refinancing applications down 6.5%. The shortens President's Day weekend clouds the data, but the decline in purchase applications, which fell 3.5% when adjusted for calendar and seasonal effects, nevertheless adds to the building run of negatives out of the housing sector. Well, get up right there on the other side of this break. Stay with us. Much more to come.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So we'll continue a little bit further with the Econoday reports here, the Challenger job cuts. Now, if you go up on the Bloomberg website, you'll see this, and we'll cover a couple of them briefly. But you'll see that this is all this information that I'm giving you here in the brief. All of this stuff is kind of, it will be built into these big articles, and you'll hear about it all day, and it impacts the markets and so on. But these little brief Econoday websites seem to be the core of most of the financial news that's laying out there. A surge in layoff announcements out of the government. Mention a government nonprofit group pushed Challenger's February count to 50,702. Let's say it again. A surge in layoff announcements out of the government and the nonprofit group. That's your public-private partnerships for you right there. All right, but they're cutting back, not nearly enough. They got 170,000, maybe 200,000 or more people that work for TSA. 50,000, that's a chop, just a drop in the bucket. Up from January's 38,519, so you add the two of them together, you're still under 100,000 layoffs out of government, for the largest total since March last year. Yet outside of the government nonprofit group, which accounted for about 16,380 of the total, layoff announcements remain subdued. So they're not hacking very many people. We're just going to continue to spend our way into oblivion, no doubt about that. Let's go to the ADP employment report. See how that looks. ADP estimates February private payrolls rose 217,000. So they're estimating that about 217,000 people were hired. But that's not necessarily the case. You can get people that were, let's say, promoted, and they would be counted as a hire. People that transferred from one department to another, from one town to another in the same company, that would be like a new hire. Anyway, compared to the revised 189,000 estimates in January, ADP's data points to modest month-to-month growth for the private payrolls readings of Friday's jobs report, okay? And so there's more over there. Let's go over here. We can close that one out and continue to the next one. Got a whole bunch of stuff going down here. We've been talking about this Deutsche Börse. Well, this is an interesting twist of things here, two articles in regards to that. And that is this. Okay, Deutsche Bank, this is off Bloomberg. Deutsche Bank ousts Goldman as broker getting the best stock prices. Now, go back and listen to Cliff Richardson, I believe it is, and his CorporationNation.com videos. All right, CorporationNation.com. And what Cliff mentioned there, what he and his partner Walter Buren have come up with, is that Goldman, basically, is the go-to broker of choice for a lot of these pension funds and others that are out there in the institutional sector for investments. But Goldman Sachs is losing some of its limelight, which may point to some of the reason why we saw the New York Stock Exchange Euronext teaming up and merging with Deutsche Börse, okay, AG. Deutsche Bank oust Goldman as broker getting the best stock prices. And this is going to be important, at least for some. Nina Mehta and Nicola Gameloft, collaboratively writing for Bloomberg yesterday morning. Here's a quote. "We've had a pretty good crisis," close quote. I mean, I tell you, the hubris, you know, the chutzpah. It's unbelievable, but it's true. Here's the quote again. "We've had a pretty good crisis." You know, never let a good crisis go to waste. Says Barry Bassano, smiling as he surveys the Deutsche Bank AG's sprawling 35,000 square foot equities trading floor in downtown Manhattan. Behind him on bookshelves in his glass walled office sits two copies of Too Big to Fail, along with Liar's Poker and The Triumph of the Optimist, which tracks 101 years of worldwide investment returns. Bassano, young man here, 47 years old, who heads the Frankfurt-based bank's equities division in the Americas, has reason to be upbeat. Bloomberg Markets Magazine reports in its April issue. Deutsche Bank got the best stock prices for institutional clients, both globally and in North America, during the 12 months ended on September the 30th of 2010. According to data compiled for Bloomberg, Germany's biggest bank displaced Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., the big wood tick right in the middle of your back. You can't reach it. It just gets bigger and bigger, sucking the lifeblood out of you. Germany's biggest bank, Deutsche Bank there, displaced Goldman Sachs, which had swept all four categories in the previous ranking. This time, New York-based Goldman Sachs was ninth in the world, fifth in Europe, and third in Asia. So they're dropping down a little bit. They're coming out of the limelight. The data were compiled by Ancerno Limited, a spin-off of brokerage Abel Noser Corporation that measures transactions costs for $7.5 trillion of trades in more than 70 countries each year. It's a lengthy article. You can find it up on Bloomberg this morning. While U.S. banks retrenched, merged, took government bailout money, and, in the case of Lehman Brothers Holdings, Inc., declared bankruptcy during the financial meltdown of 2008 and 2009, Deutsche Bank overhauled its electronic stock trading and analytics. And it continues, it talks about Credit Suisse and others in this article. So that's an important development, and here's a little bit more. The New York Stock Exchange Euronext, Tokyo Exchange in talks to link its trade systems. Again, Bloomberg article, Jonathan Burgos and Takata Iwatani. Takato Iwatani. Yeah. Fast the chopsticks, please. March 2nd, new news. New York's Stock Exchange Euronext and the Tokyo Stock Exchange. Tokyo, come in. The biggest stock market operators in the U.S. and Japan said they may allow their customers to trade shares listed on each other's venues. Now, we've been talking about this for about 2 weeks. At the very top of this pile, at this pig pile, you know the kind of pigs we're talking about. At the top of this pig pile, we're not talking about the poor little pigs. These are different kinds of pigs. At the top of the pile, the pigs are all circling up. They're coming together. They're merging. They're becoming interoperable and interdependent. The companies are exploring a link between their networks, okay? Networks, channelingreality.com, visit Vicki Davis's website. Find out about all of this systems analysis. The companies are exploring a link between their networks, according to a statement issued after the New York market closed yesterday. Remember when Bernard Baruch, you know, invited Winston Churchill to come over and watch Black Friday as if we melted down? Well, these guys are setting up a system where we can melt down the entire global marketplace and watch it in real time at nanosecond speed. All right. Anyway, continuing, the New York Stock Exchange Euronext, the owner of the New York Stock Exchange, is the target of a $9.5 billion takeover announced by Deutsche Börse AG last month. We've talked about that. The U.S. and Japan now have the world's largest stock markets by value of listed companies at $16.3 trillion and $4.21 trillion, respectively, data compiled by Bloomberg shows. So we're creating a Luxembourg, Brussels, London, New York, and Tokyo triangle here. The Trojan triangles. Yeah. And we need to pay attention to that. The New York Stock Exchange Euronext said in February 2010 that it would give investors in Malaysia, the Philippines, Singapore, and Thailand the ability to trade stocks listed in the U.S. The Tokyo Bourse is considering expanding its network to Hong Kong, Singapore, and Australia after connecting the New York-based network. All right. Where's Turkey in all this? I thought we had the BRIC nations and the MIST nations, but nobody's talking about Turkey. Well, I think Turkey's going to wind up inside of this Mediterranean Union, even though no one else wants to talk about it, apparently. But continuing dropping down, trading linkages are not easy to forge because of regulatory hurdles. Jochen Thiel, the executive director of Deutsche Börse AG, said in Singapore today. Breaking down the walls, folks, and they're piling all together.
The home of cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the oraclebroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So, of course, you don't do these kinds of things, you know, overnight. You know, well, they had breakfast yesterday and they agreed on it. This has all been worked out for a long time. When you start to see it in the news, you know, it's pretty well just a done deal. The cake's been baked. But anyway, continuing here, Deutsche Börse's proposed combination with the New York Stock Exchange Euronext to create the world's biggest exchange was the third cross-border merger announced since the Singapore Exchange Limited offered to buy Australia's ASX Limited in October. London Stock Exchange Group PLC agreed on February the 9th to buy the Toronto Stock Exchange owner TMX Group, Inc. And then, quote, with all these proposed cross-border mergers, I would expect that on the regulatory side, we may be getting a more open environment to enable a globalized trading. Globalism. All right? It's happening. And it's becoming more entrenched, you know. Got a bunch of stuff from Campaign for Liberty and Ron Paul over the weekend in the mailbox, you know, and they're still talking about auditing the Fed as a good first step. It's like having a bunch of little tin soldiers in a box, you know. Some have blue paint on their jackets and some have red. Left, right, always proceeding down the wrong trail, leading us into this box canyon from which there's no recovery. All right? These guys are so far ahead of auditing the Fed that it's almost embarrassing. to hear it. It's not the first agreement, Tokyo Stock Exchange. You see, you're just going to be able to storm the castle. We're not going to go after the best deal. Your 50 caliber black powder rifles and your tricorn hats, you know, your buckskins. Ain't going to happen. Sling that powder horn over your shoulder and grab up the possibles bag. That ain't going down. This is a global system. It's electronic. They don't even need the street anymore. The hell with the street. Just take helicopters off the rooftops. They do that in India, you know. It's not the first agreement the Tokyo Stock Exchange has struck with a foreign bourse operator. The Japanese company signed a deal in February with the London Stock Exchange Group, PLC, to develop jointly traded products and to encourage access by member companies to each other's markets. You know, why don't we hear about Abu Dhabi? Heard about Tunisia, Yemen, yo man, get down, Egypt, Libya. What's going down with Abu Dhabi? What's going down with the United Arab Emirates, the Emirs? Don't seem to see any people out in the street there. Well, there's a London, Dubai, New York triangle that was established there. I think Dick and Lynn Cheney have bought apartments in, what is it, Universal City over there, or whatever it is. Unbelievable. Well, we'll have to see how that all goes out. But anyway, those articles are up on Bloomberg this morning. There's more. Let's scroll back over here to the far side and get a handle on this one. Yeah, let's go to that one. Getting a 7% handle on unemployment isn't a done deal for 2012. All right, some of you might have heard Benjamin Bernanke speak yesterday, the Bernanke. Things aren't going to change anytime soon. Rich Miller here, writing for Bloomberg, March 1st. Unemployment may fall faster than both the Federal Reserve and the White House project as an aging population holds down the supply of workers and an expanding economy increases the demand. What are they talking about here? Unemployment may fall faster. Well, the number of people that sign up for employment would be impacted by an aging population because they're retiring out of the system. Up in Wisconsin, they're all heading for the exit doors right now, taking their pensions and getting out before the ban on collective bargaining among government employees starts to bite them in the pension butt. All right? Of course. So the supply of workers and an expanding economy increases the demand. I don't think so. But certainly the birth-death ratio is going to come into this, too. We've got the baby boomers, and a lot of them are not in very good health. I don't know if you read the obituary pages in your local newspaper. I do. And there's a tremendous proportion, almost 50-50 now in the obits for the last year, in the 50- and 60-year-old range as opposed to the 80- and 90-year-old range. I can make surmises as to why the 50s and 60-year-olds are dying off. The 80s and 90s is understood, but the 50s and 60s are kind of troubling. All right, that's a 20-year jump. People aren't living quite as long as they used to. Must be something in the food basket, maybe in your water. Maybe it's in the air that you're breathing. There will be a significant tightening of the labor market in the years ahead, said Hooper. It'd be Hoppity Hooper, probably. The New York-based chief economist for Deutsche Bank Securities. So now we're going to start hearing more and more about Deutsche Bank. Right, this global financial empire that's being built here by the Rothschilds. He said payrolls will soon start growing at a monthly clip of 200,000 to 300,000 compared with last year's average monthly pace of 75. I mean, what's this guy got? Crystal balls? Maybe he runs a Ouija board in his spare time. How the hell does he know? Payrolls will soon start growing at a monthly clip of 200,000 to 300,000. Well, I'll report it right here. As soon as we see it, a faster than forecast decline in unemployment during the next 2 years might be good for Barry the Usurper's reelection prospects and bad for the Treasury bonds. We'll see how that rolls out. They're already talking about, you know, if the prospects look bad for the Doha round as we move into the reelection, the American U.S. presidential election season. We're already in it. The usurper hasn't stopped campaigning since he hit the deck. Anyway, Hooper sees the yield on the 10-year Treasury notes rising to 4% by the end of the year. The 10-year moving up this morning at 3.44%. He's saying he's looking for it to come to 4% by the end of the year. That's not much. And 5% by the end of next year. continuing, interest rates on a cyclical basis are going to go up, he says. Dan Fuss, who helps to oversee $152 billion. Obama credit? Obama? We get the credit if growth accelerates and unemployment plunges ahead of the November 2012 elections. So just watch as we start to see the numbers fudge and fudge and fudge. I don't know who the Republicans will run against the usurper and how many different Democrats will get out there and throw their hat in the ring, but you can be sure that Benjamin Shalom Bernanke in the background is going to be doing everything he can do to either A, shore up or destroy the usurper's reelection bid. If we see a significant strengthening of the economy, it will increase the president's chances of winning reelection a good amount, said Fortier, who has taught at Harvard University. That's something that Barry hasn't done, really. And the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia, the jobless rate probably rose 9.1%, rose to 9.1% in February, according to median forecasts in a Bloomberg News survey. Well, that's a boring damn news, all right? Doubt about it. Hate this stuff. If we don't pay attention, it's going to slide away without us. Alex Kowalski, writing this for Bloomberg, announced U.S. job cuts rose 20% from a year ago. Now, these articles aren't lining up. And I found several of them like that on the Bloomberg this morning. These articles are not lining up. Employers in the U.S. announced more job cuts in February than in the same month last year, led by a surge of government agencies. Now, how can one clown be looking for a 200, 300 increase in jobs, and the next articles talk about job cuts more and more? Planned firings increased 20% to 50,702 last month from February of 2010, the first year-over-year gain since May of 2009. These are led by a surge at government agencies, an increase of 20%, counting the employers. More job cuts at the federal level are expected in the months ahead as pressure mounts to cut costs and rein in the soaring national debt. Of course, they're putting Band-Aids on the sucking chest wound of the body politic as they try and keep government alive for another couple of weeks, backing off from the budgets they'd already proposed, but, that's to be expected. Dismissals of government workers may contribute to a slowdown in consumer spending. Well, I hope you don't have to spend very much for your education to write that stupid sentence, which accounts for 70% of the economy. Of course, the fewer workers that you have out there, the less consumer spending is going to be going down. I mean, that's a no-brainer. Six-year-olds can figure that out. Combined with the highest gasoline prices in 2 years, the threat of a pause in purchases may already be causing retailers, which had the second biggest number of announcements last month, to pare their payrolls. Yeah. Start jacking the gas prices up over $4 or $5 a gallon, and I tell you, people are not going to be out there at the mall. Here's the quote. If gasoline tops $4 per gallon in the coming weeks, consumers may be forced to make significant changes to their spending habits. All right? Now, this is a place where we could actually take action if we had a government that wanted to. There's no shortage in the supply. We shared with you before, last week. Libya puts out about 1.9, I heard as much as 2.1% of the global supply. Their production isn't shut off, even though they're sending in the troops for humanitarian relief. Yeah, you don't ever want us, our Marines, to come to town for humanitarian relief. But anyway, even with that, we have a glut of oil. All the tankers laying offshore. We got tons of oil in the country, and the speculators are driving up the price. Just shut the speculators down. Put the price about $3 a gallon. Leave it there.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving,
When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Just to confirm what I was saying earlier in the broadcast, here's another article off of Bloomberg. Again, Shabhana Chandra writing for Bloomberg. Mortgage applications in the U.S. fell last week as purchases slid. And then the article continues and continues and continues. Well, we know where she got the material, so we can just skip that one. Just wanted to let you know that I wasn't joking with you. Bernanke signals no rush to tighten when asset buying ends. I'm telling you, these guys are out there firing blanks. They're out of bullets. They have no clue what they're doing. Or maybe they do, and they're just the worst, most evil, sucking scumbags that exist. Scott Landman writing this for Bloomberg. Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom, I love Israel, Bernanke signaled he's in no rush to tighten credit after the Fed finishes an expansion of record monetary stimulus, seeing little inflation risk and still slow job growth. How is he going to do this, folks? How is he going to pull this off? How can you keep creating billions and billions and billions, lots and lots of zeros, and not have any inflation? A surge in the price of oil and other commodities probably won't generate a lasting rise in inflation. Whoa. Bernanke told lawmakers yesterday in a semi-annual testimony, I wonder if he was on under an oath there, on monetary policy. They used to back up an oath with a bond against his own assets, and if he lied in his testimony, you could go after his personal property, but I don't imagine that was the case. Quote, a sustained period of stronger job creation, close quote, is needed to ensure a solid recovery, said, and the Fed's benchmark rate will stay low for an extended period, he said. How much does this clown make, anyway? A sustained period of stronger job creation is needed to ensure a solid recovery? God in heaven, Mike Chambers, myself, Doug Owen, we talked about this on Oracle Unleashed, what, 2 years ago? Get a grip, Benny. Somebody send this guy home, please. Here's another work. Geithner, what a pair. Geithner, here's the Pilgrim Society, chairman. Gets his marching orders from the Queen, apparently. Geithner urges U.S. housing finance law within 2 years to avoid bailouts. Watch this one now. Bunch of tricky dicks sliding in the back door. Lorraine Wohlert and Rebecca Christie, writing for Bloomberg collaboratively. U.S. Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner said Congress must pass housing finance legislation within 2 years to avoid more tax-funded bailouts. Now, if they don't pass the legislation, then we can expect to see some more taxpayer-funded bailouts, is what he's saying. Without action, the housing market could remain vulnerable to flaws that led to the 2008 credit crisis. Now, that's true. If they continue to do the same things they've been doing before, stuck on stupid, yeah, there would be more problem. But the real problem there, Timmy, little Timmy Geithner, is that the flaws that were in the system that led to the 2008 credit crisis are still there. And you're not going to etch-a-sketch them away. All right? But I brought this article out simply because it talks a little bit about Fannie and Freddie. Continuing, he says here, we're faced with difficult choices that will involve real trade-offs, Geithner said. Trade-offs. The challenge before us is to strike the right balance between providing access to mortgages for American families and communities, managing the risk to taxpayers, and maintaining a stable and healthy mortgage market. Tell me why the taxpayer should be involved in this discussion at all. Private banking institutions. No such thing as too big to fail. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, both of those were private, by the way. They just sound federal. The mortgage finance companies now operating under federal conservatorship. This is like bankruptcy court, baby. Conservators. Conservatorship. Need to look that word up. Haven't done it yet. Have been sustained by $154 billion in treasury funds since they were seized. Seized, that's where you come in and you plant your flag in the lobby of the building, I guess. Seized in September of 2008. Of course, nobody did the perp walk. Ain't nobody going to prison. No one's been in a courtroom. The two government-sponsored enterprises own or guarantee more than half of U.S. mortgages. Seems to have been about 25 years ago would have been a good time to start this adventure in legal land. U.S. Representative Spencer Baucus, the Alabama Republican who leads the Financial Services Committee, said it's a good sign that Republicans and Democrats seem to agree that the government-sponsored enterprise should be wound down. Wow, brilliant. Wonder if they had to go to grade school to figure that out. Very encouraging. It's very encouraging to me that there's now a bipartisan recognition that we must move toward a private market rather than one where the government backstops 90% of all mortgages. Backstops. Wow. Geithner and the Housing and Urban Development Secretary, Sean Donovan, is a good Irish name, on February the 11th released a list of recommendations for reducing government's role in housing finance. Under the plan, retained portfolios at Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac would shrink by at least 10% a year from their current levels of about $1.5 trillion. This is a lengthy article, folks, and it just gets worse as you read it. So I'd recommend that you go read it. Here's another one. Crude oil advances. All right, just a couple of quickies here. Crude oil advances a second day in New York on Middle East supply concern. We've hammered this down. We've nailed it down with 16-penny nails, you know, put bread spikes in it. We don't have to worry about what's going down in Libya. Maybe something in Saudi Arabia, but certainly nothing in Libya. But anyway, oil gained for a second day. Why? Speculation. In New York, rising from the highest closing price in 29 months on concern, the unrest that has curbed crude exports from Libya will spread to the Middle East. Why don't we just say, all right, to Saudi Arabia? Yeah, maybe Iran. Futures gained as much as 1% as Libyan rebels brace for renewed clashes with forces loyal to the leader, Muammar Gaddafi. Saudi Arabia's benchmark stock index plunged the most in 2 years yesterday on concern disturbances may extend to their kingdom, the biggest supplier in OPEC. All right. Keep your eyes on what's going down in Saudi Arabia. Here's another one. Says basically the same thing in a slightly different way. Oil drops from 30-month high in New York on forecast U.S. supply increase. Christian Schmollinger, writing this for Bloomberg, oil dropped from the highest close in 30 months in New York before an Energy Department report that may show U.S. crude stockpiles increased last week. What? I thought there was a big crisis in Libya. No, it's exactly what I've been saying for months. We're glut. We're swimming in it, all right? Oil for April delivery dropped as much as 42 cents or 0.4% to $99.21 a barrel, and it could have gone to 80 on the New York Mercantile Exchange and was at 99.26 at 4:11 p.m. in Singapore. An Energy Department report today may show that inventories rose 750,000 barrels last week from 346.7 million barrels, according to the median of 17 estimates. Data from the industry-funded American Petroleum Institute yesterday showed supplies fell by 1.1 million barrels. Talk about dyslexia. Somebody needs to have a little bit of intercommunication here. One guy says that we should show the inventories rising by 750,000 barrels. The other guys say that supplies fell 1.1 million barrels. That's a heck of a difference. Who's lying? Who's telling the truth? The American petroleum industry or the Energy Department? Oil rose as much as 1% to $100.64 a barrel earlier today as protests in Iran stoked concern the turmoil spreading across the Middle East may disrupt supplies from OPEC's second largest producer. Well, one last news article here. Try and squeeze it in. We'll go to the trusts after the break. Clean Air Act to save $2 trillion by 2020. Oh, really? Well, that's what the EPA report says. William McQuillan, writing for Bloomberg, cutting ozone pollution. These guys are still on ozone. Using the Clean Air Act will have saved $2 trillion by 2020 and prevented at least 230,000 deaths annually, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency said in a report. Remember all that discussion about the ozone hole and blah, 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 which is closed, by the way. It's pretty much a natural phenomena, all right? But it sure did a lot of harm to business. Has it prevented at least 230,000 deaths? Just a bunch of smoke and mirrors. Tougher emission restrictions adopted in 1990 helped avoid more than 160,000 premature deaths, 130,000 heart attacks, 13 million lost work days, and 1.7 million asthma attacks last year. What a bunch of hogwash. We'll be right back.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, March the 2nd, 2011, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, now in our second hour of today's broadcast. In the first hour, just another grab bag of news, you know, newsy news. But it just kind of shows you that we seem to have lost out here when we got away from this trivium and quadrivium, which was discussed by Bob Tuscan the other evening on his broadcast. Carried a little bit of that out yesterday, looking into some of the history of that. And on Monday, perhaps. We're going to go back into trusts this morning and look at it a little bit deeper. There's a lot of information out there. But a trust is a very interesting device in law, and it may be more fundamental to what's going on in our lives than any of us would ever guess. Certainly, I don't have the end. You know, I'm not the end all be all here. I'm just a beginner like everybody else. I always share my sources so I don't come out sounding like I'm, you know, some grand poobah when I'm not. I'm a novice at all of this stuff. I like to think of my education here, self education, as being very, very broad. Now, there's a few places where I've sunk post holes and wells, but mostly it's just very broad. It's a generalist, if you will, rather than a specialist. I'm not an expert, say. I kind of find it repugnant even to say those phrases in association with myself. But let's go back in. We're going to start once again, partly for the reason of understanding the process. Not that it's, you know, so great, but it really does reflect, what I do really does reflect this idea of this trivium and quadrivium, the seven, you know, liberal arts and so on and so forth that we discussed. It starts with grammar. You know, we've always emphasized how important it is to get into your dictionaries and look at the words and the usages of the words. And it's not just the dictionary meanings and senses of words, but it's also how they're used, you know, learning how to diagram a sentence. If we were to, for instance, go to Wisconsin, and we've got all these people, some of them actually are Wisconsin people, and others are bussed in from unions around America. But if we were to go into the rotunda up there, for instance, and set a requirement from the state, Walker there, from the state, that contracts for teachers would have to be read, understood, interpreted, and essays written by their graduating senior class if they were anticipating any kind of a raise at all. In other words, if the students in the schools, much like back in Greece and Rome, if the students in the schools didn't understand the language in the contract that the teachers were bargaining for, then the contract would just be void and null. Right? If they weren't doing well enough in the first 13 years, including kindergarten, for the student's body to be able to understand contract law, if the young people were graduating out of high school and they didn't understand the employment contract of their teachers and couldn't, you know, orate upon it and debate it, then the teachers would get no increase in pay. That might change things around a little bit for the teachers. They would see how complicit they are in the deliberate dumbing down of America. But a trust, going back again, looking at the grammar, starting with the dictionary definitions, and we'll go over here to the Black's Law Dictionary in a moment, the fourth edition. But understanding then how to diagram the sentences to see how the prepositional phrases work here and the adjectives and the adjectivals and the conjunctions and all of that and the definite articles and how each of those means something and all of the punctuation. You know, I'm always slayed in myself to when I'm writing something that I still have so much trouble with comma usage. Something simple like comma usage. Didn't learn it in school and have had to try and force myself to understand it. We'll pick it up with a discussion of the trust in the second hour, and your calls are welcome. 866-841-1065.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so once again, we're back here on Wednesday, March the 2nd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We're going to go back into the trust. I'm going to start out of the American past and present. Divine Being, Fredericton and Williams. It's a college level, I guess you'd say, college level American history textbook could be considered. And it's huge. I mean, we're not talking about a small work here. This thing has got well over 1,000 pages in it. And it's a very good book. Picked it up at a flea market for nothing, virtually, and have read it. And come back to these various and sundry textbooks that I've collected over the years, and as I continue my own research in various sources, you find that a lot of this material is not accurate, that it presents a kind of an Americanism and a nationalism that is repugnant to anybody that's really seeking the truth. But it does give you a snapshot as what was being taught 20 years ago. This was published in the 1980s, 20 years ago in school, that then, you know, the teachers that are out there in school teaching today and the people out in business, they all believe this stuff, all right? This is what they learn in school, and don't you dare touch my degree, you know what I mean? It's that sheepskin hanging over your privates that means more to you than anything else, right? Master Masons. Anyway, in 1904, this is a section out of here we talked about yesterday, page 668, Busting the Trust, talks about the Roosevelts. That would be Teddy. In 1904, the Supreme Court, in a 5-4 decision, upheld the suit against Northern Securities and ordered the company dissolve. Roosevelt was jubilant. You know, he wanted to bust the trust. And he followed up the victory with several other antitrust suits. In 1902, he had moved against the beef trust, an action applauded by Western farmers and urban consumers alike. After a lull, he initiated suits in 1906 and 1907 against the American Tobacco Company. Boy, they've been hammered right up to today. The DuPont Corporation, sound familiar? The New Haven Railroad, and Standard Oil. Rockefellers, Rockefellers, and Rockefellers. But Roosevelt's policies were not always clear, nor his actions always consistent. Remember, we talked about the creation of this Interstate Commerce Commission. Everybody was ticked off, unhappy. We had all of these little fragmented railroads that had been built, some poorly, some sloppily, some hastily, always at a great expense to the public, always gathering up huge tracts, vast tracts of land, whacking the engines whenever they could, Pilgrim. Right? And it was pretty light on railroading, actually. But in the end, we had all of these little unions all over the place, and they were causing great mayhem in the system because, let's say, you had a 200-mile road and everybody else had to crowd through you, and so you'd drag up your prices to travel on your section of the road as you went from Chicagoland to New York, for instance, or something. And so there was a great clamor for uniformity. So they created this Interstate Commerce Commission, Interstate Commerce Commission. But it originally, you know, when it set out to solve the complaints of the people, satisfy all the cheaping people. But in the end, it was peopled by people from the railroads, and then all business continued as they were. From that time forward, they just controlled the legislation. So, back to the discussion. But Roosevelt's policies were not always clear, nor his actions always consistent. Rare is the day that you'll ever discover or read about a president in this country that wasn't bought and sold by the corpse in advance. The same goes in both houses of Congress, and the same happens in your local court system and in the U.S. Supreme Court. Again, Roosevelt's policies were not always clear. You know, Barry the Usurper, he's always going, let me be perfect, let me make this perfect. I want to be clear on this. Well, why don't you just speak clearly, Barry, and we'll all accept that, all right? He invited Morgan to the White House, J.P., to confer with him and allowed the president of National City Bank to preview a draft of his third annual message to Congress. Of course, the other day, you know, we've got these great huddles that the usurper is doing now with the same corporatist batards at the top of it all. Roosevelt also asked for and received business support in his bid for re-election in 1904. Of course. Large donations came in from industrial leaders. 106 years ago, we've learned nothing. Left, right. The established two-party political system, they don't represent you, they don't represent me, nor can they. They are themselves corporations, obviously. They're standing committees. It's a real crafty little trick in law, but nevertheless. Morgan himself later testified that he gave $150,000, which in those days added up to something real, to Roosevelt's campaign. In 1907, the president permitted Morgan's U.S. Steel to absorb the Tennessee Coal and Iron Company, an important competitor. Paybacks. Roosevelt, in truth, was not a trust buster, although he was frequently called that. William Howard Taft, his successor in the White House, initiated 43 antitrust indictments in 4 years, nearly twice as many as the 25 Roosevelt initiated in the 7 years of his presidency. And then it goes on and talks about the square deal in the coal fields, etc. But let's go back into this book one more time. Now we'll jump over to the Universal World Reference Encyclopedia, a common encyclopedia of the day. It's one of those subscription encyclopedias. The book salesmen had come around to the farms and, you know, just sell a household this little set, and then they would put it on the shelf, and then everyone would look at it, right? And that's what this is. But some of these articles are surprisingly informative. they really do help you to get a broader understanding. We start in the dictionaries. Actually, we hear something. And then we go into the dictionary and try and find some understanding of it, something we heard, something we didn't understand. And we move from the dictionaries in my system, then on to the encyclopedias and flesh it out there. According to Deborah Bouchot's book, Legal Writing, Research and Writing for the Paralegal, these are all considered secondary sources, but they help to get you on track. You're looking for the law in all of this and the evidence and the facts. So you go into the encyclopedias, and then, lo and behold, the encyclopedias, because they mention law, legislation, they mention authors, sometimes a good encyclopedia like the Britannica, the Americana, and others, the Encyclopedia of Social Sciences, they have huge bibliographies at the ends of each of these articles that you can then go from the dictionaries to the encyclopedias, from the encyclopedias to the law and to the authors. And in this process, then, you can really get on base with some of these more tickly and important issues. A trust, a right of property, real or personal, held by one party for the benefit of another. The party holding is called the trustee. And the party for whose benefit the right is held is called, again, a sistiqui or something like that. It's French, law French, trust or the beneficiary. So you've got the trustee on one side, and then you've got the beneficiary. The trustee, he's the guy that's holding. The beneficiary is the one that is going to be benefited. The party establishing the trust is variously called, and we brought this out yesterday, called the donor, the creator, the settlor, the trustor, or the founder. And I want you to keep that in mind. I mean, this is one of the few places where I've got that list. But to me, it looks just like the Declaration of Independence, looks just like the Constitutions, just looks like what's happened in Israel, the Gaza, the settlements. Right back.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy.
And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
All right, so back once again into this concept of trust. And I'm working out of the encyclopedia here, the Universal World Reference Encyclopedia. This is like a 1950s issue, 1955 copyright, all right? And so, again, this is a very important sentence to me. The party establishing the trust is variously called the donor, the creator, the settler, the truster, or the founder. And it reminds me of I've got a quotation here in front of me. This is by Frank Zappa, Mothers of Invention. Maybe some of you know Zappa. Here's the quote. The illusion of freedom in America will continue for as long as it is profitable to continue the illusion. At the point where the illusion becomes too expensive to maintain, they will just take down the scenery. They'll move the tables and chairs out of the way. Then they'll pull back the curtains and you'll see the brick wall at the back of the theater. The illusion of freedom in America. Another resource that you might check out is www.the-legacy.info. The-legacy.info. Now, I received a first part of several of these parts. This is called The Legacy. And what they're trying to do, the authors here are trying to do, the presenters, are to show that the legal construction of the Constitution, the laws of the time, the language of the time, the preamble as an express trust instrument, property and its transfers to bodies, politics, and it goes through alienations, transfers, testimony, instruments, mortmain, Magna Carta, inheritance, birthrights, estates, freehold, allodium, fee simple, estates by purchase, life estates, uses, charitable uses, grants, inheritances, estate of liberty, and trusts. So we talk about trusts. It has something to do was something we don't know about, but that our founders were creating as creators for us. Settlers, trustors, God we trust, the founders, capital F, right? All men are created equal by their creator. How did they get created? Well, some say, well, that's the creator. Our rights come from God, do they, or did they come from Washington? That would be George, or the people that signed up, you know, wrote up the Declaration of Independence. They were the creators, were they not, of this country? When Cristobal's Colombo stepped out and stuck his sword and spear and flag in the ground and claimed everything that, for as far as I could see and beyond, for Ferdinand and Isabella and the Pope, they were settling. They were opening by discovery. They were conquering this land, even though they hadn't really killed anyone yet, but that was about to start. Anyway, maybe when the boys settle into Tripoli and come ashore in the landing crafts, we will have conquered Libya again. But it goes back to Tripoli, remember? In the halls of Montezuma and all that, to the shores of Tripoli. But the right of a beneficiary, let's back up a little, Will. Sometimes the equitable title of the beneficiary, sometimes the obligations of the trustee, and sometimes the right held is called the trust. There's different ways of looking at it, what would be the trust. But the right of a beneficiary is in the trust. The obligation of the trustees results from the trust. And the right held is the subject matter of the trust. Important. And if it goes over your head, just go back, listen to the archives. zoom forward to the second hour and pick it up there. Altogether, they can constitute the trust. These are elements. Got to be there. In a more technical sense, a trust is the right, enforceable, solely in a court of equity, spoke about that yesterday, to the beneficial enjoyment of property of which the legal title is in another. Of course, we talked about John Locke in the back, you know, in the past. Life, liberty, and property, Lockean point of view. Our founders, our creators, who said life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, they took property out of it. It is sufficient if it clearly appears that there was an intention to create a trust or to confer a benefit best carried out by means thereof. What do they mean here? All right. No particular or technical words are required to create a trust. It is merely sufficient if it clearly appears that there was an intention to create a trust or to convey or confer a benefit carried out by means thereof. Right. So it doesn't have to come out looking like a contract between you and the lawyer. And there's a variety of different kinds of trust here. It talks about an express trust. Let's go into that one a little bit. Trusts are divided with regard to the manner of their creation into two classes, express and implied. Something that's express is written. Something that's implied is just implied. You can infer it. Express trusts are those that which are created by the direct and positive acts of the parties, by some writing or by word of mouth. It's expressed. Express trusts are usually found in preliminary sealed instruments such as marriage articles or articles for the purchase of land, informal conveyances such as marriage settlements, terms for years, mortgages or assignments for payment of debt, and in wills and testaments when the requests involve fiduciary interest for private benefit or public charity. The distinction between a private and a public charitable or charitable trust is that the former is created and intended for the convenience and support of private individuals or families, while the latter is created and intended for the general public good. Greatest good is the greatest number. Now, you can go up and look on the website. I think it's adisk.wordpress.com. Adisk. ADASK.wordpress.com, Alfred Adisk. I enjoy listening to his broadcast. Knowledgeable fellow. He's been interviewing some good guests lately, digging into the bottom of all of this. And find out more from his writings. He really studies the law. He's been at it for a long time. But one of the things that Al brings forward is that there's a difference, and we're not even aware of it, the difference between the state and this state. And the state is the one that we stand on. We live in, our flesh and blood men live there. And this state is this legal fiction. The U.S. citizen is in this state. The flesh and blood man that bleeds and gets hungry and has to pee, he lives in the state. And everything has been done that can be done in law, just like Frank Zappa said, to create this illusion of freedom. Everything that has been done that can be done in law to force you and to keep forcing you back, to repent you, repent you up, back into this state. And unfortunately, by our own actions, by our own signatures, by our own words, we keep coming back into this system. And learning how to break this will be very, very useful as we go in further to the 21st century. So we'll spend time on it and find out a little bit more. But these trusts are really, there's a lot going on here. So on the one hand, we've got the express trusts, and then we have implied trusts. Implied trusts are those which arise by the operation of law from the deeds, wills, contracts, acts, or the conduct of the parties, either with or without their intention. You didn't even know. You didn't even know. I mean, you just went in and got a Social Security number because you wanted to work at Safeway. You just went in and signed up and got your driver license, man, because you wanted to drive that car. A 67 Camaro. I want to go out on Friday night. I got a date.
are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So, you know, the idea of these encyclopedias, the various sets, whether it's the Americano or the Funkin' Wagnall or the Groliers or whatever, they're all competing. They're competing for a certain niche market. And so knowing that they're in competition one with another, they seek out the best writers oftentimes for these articles. And then, of course, the editorial staff comes in and they make sure that you don't say something that would conflict, you know, their sponsorship or the people that were, you know, financing this undertaking. But generally speaking, they seek out different writers, and they write the articles in different ways to present new information that you can't get someplace else. And so I've got seven sets of encyclopedias here in my house, and so I go through these various things, and from each one you can take a little, borrow a little, you run your antennas of discernment all the way up. You know you're getting hosed nine times out of ten, but you're trying to pull together parts and pieces. So this one is a real good statement, all right? Here we go. And I'll go back to the, I'll go over to the Black's Law Dictionary in a minute. We'll get to some of the definitions of some of these other trusts that are out there. Although these are pretty good definitions in this encyclopedia. Inexpensive set, accessible to John Q. average man, maybe somebody that understood what the trivium and quadrivium were. But here, there are four essential elements, and I talked about them yesterday. Repetition sometimes is the mother of learning. There are four essential elements of a valid trust. One, a designated beneficiary. in order to create a more perfect union, you know, blah, blah, blah. Kind of hard to figure these things out. But there needs to be a designated beneficiary. Who's going to benefit by the trust? And then, two, a designated trustee. Who must not be the beneficiary? Can't be the same. One and the same. At least not by this definition. Three, a fund or other property sufficiently designated or identified to enable title thereto to pass to the trustee. There's got to be something in there. Four, the actual delivery of the fund or other property or of a legal assignment thereof to the trustee with the intention of passing legal title thereto to him as trustee. You heard about people, well, get your property all into a trust so that you can't be attached. You know, somebody's coming after you, breathing down your neck with lawsuits or criminal stuff, and you've got everything stucked away nicely in trusts. You might have to do a little bit of time. When you come out, you can still be the trustee. You can still be the beneficiary of your trust because you've given legal title to someone else. Of course, for we the people, you know, we've given legal title to our automobiles and everything else to the state or the Fed. The paramount duty of a trustee is to carry out the directions in the instrument creating the trust. Man, if you don't know what the directions were when we created this trust, the whorehouse on the Potomac, you don't know what the directions were, you're screwed. To put it as crudely as I know how to do. All right? So the paramount duty of a trustee is to carry out the directions in the instrument creating the trust, except so far as they are contrary to good morals or in conflict with some positive law. Talked about that before. Conflict with morals. What do we do in a world that's become immoral? Why, then you just get Bernie Madoff, you know, Lloyd Blankfein and company, or Barry the Usurper, or Jorge Bush, or in conflict with some positive law. Those would be the statutes. Or except so far as some statute has given him a discretion. A trustee is bound to exercise due diligence and care cannot delegate his powers, some due diligence and care, and cannot delegate his powers and duties either to a stranger, like China or Israel, or co-trustee, unless authorized by the instrument creating the trust. So you've got to read the fine print. Or unless he is morally obligated to do so from necessity, perhaps the incompetence of the, or the bankruptcy of the trustee. Further, a trustee is not permitted to use the trust property for his own personal advantage. They go into government, you know, ostensibly, and set aside all of their wealth, right? Put all of their wealth in trusts. And they serve in government because it's not supposed to accrue to them for their own advantage. Of course, then they go out on the speaking circuit and they rake in the big bucks just for saying howdy. A trustee is not permitted to use the trust property for his own personal advantage or do any act inconsistent with the interest of the beneficiary. The term trust is also used widely in the sense of a monopoly, a contract, a combination, a confederation, the Articles of Confederation, or understanding, expressed or implied, between two or more persons to control the price of a commodity, or between two or more colonies to control commerce between them and to maintain peace between the colonies, or service for the benefit of the parties thereto and to the injury of the public and tending to create a monopoly is such a trust. And it goes on, monopolies are regulated to a large extent by legislation such as the Federal Antitrust Act, the Sherman Antitrust Act, and the Clayton Act. You see, so you're reading an encyclopedia, and then you come across and you get these three. Now, typically, in an encyclopedia, you can go and find the articles on the Federal Antitrust Act, the Sherman Antitrust Act, and the Clayton Act. And, of course, they'll be listed alphabetically either in the index or in the pages of the volumes. But you can also jump up on the Internet and do the same thing by searching them out. Put them in your browser. The federal government chiefly receives its authority to regulate monopolies under its federal constitutional grant of power, quote, to regulate commerce with foreign nations and among the several states and with the Indian tribes. If you wanted to know where the authority comes from in the Constitution, there you go. The validity of state antitrust statutes has been most frequently upheld by virtue of a proper exercise of its police power. A little bit more. Among the personal relations of a fiduciary character are found those concerning attorney and client, bailor and bailee, executor and heir in wills, broker and client, factor and client, guardian and ward, be careful with that one, start talking about parents and child, and the commercial trustee and client in investment trusts. In general, a trust might be likened to a corporation. The trustees take the place of the directors in a corporation. The beneficiaries occupy the nearly relative position of the stockholders. The declaration or agreement, see, we've got a confederation in here. Now we've got a declaration in here. We've got agreements in here. We've got the donors in here, the creators, the settlers, the trusters, the founders. All these words pointing right straight to the founding of this country. The declaration or agreement of trust supplants the certificate or the incorporation or the charter. Of course, in all the charters, all the colonies were chartered, weren't they? The Queen. And the Queens and the the Queens and the Pope and the churches. So now let's jump over here and pick this up with this, choosing making the decision. Now, let's do this one. Dillavu and Howard, Principles of Business Law, making the decision. The business with substantial capitalization will be a corporation for the reasons previously noted. If the business is to be owned and operated by relatively few persons, the decisions as to the form of organization involves a consideration of factors previously discussed. The most significant are taxation, liability, control, continuity, and legal capacity. So we're moving a little bit here from from the trust proper to making a decision between corporations and trusts. How closely these are tied together. So in the video, Corporation Nation, on the one hand, we've got this corporations. Prior, and perhaps higher, we've got the idea of these trusts that were originally established. So we have these trusts, and then inside the trust we run as corporations. And again, the businesses with substantial capitalization will be a corporation. So the more money is involved here, the more land, labor, and capital is involved in here, the greater the likelihood is that you're going to wind up dealing with a corporation, or we might just call it the commercial venue. The commercial venue. So there's more here. Choosing the form of organizations and so on and so forth. We're going to drop out of that and jump back over to here. The objects of the trusteeship are various. This comes out of Summoned on Jurisprudence, the 12th edition, again. But we go here. The objects of trusteeships are various. Shared this yesterday. It is possible, however, for the law to take one step further in the same direction. This step it has taken and has attained to the conception of an incorporation. And we're going to move a little bit away from trust, look backwards. This step it has taken. This may be regarded from one point of view as merely a development of the conception of trusteeship. So the development of a corporation, the creation of a corporation, is just one step removed from this trusteeship. They all work together. It's a long chain of abuses.
Extend your life with
my name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So some of you may have been aware of or heard before this idea, this concept that he who teaches learns twice. You know, I learn every time I go through these books, and especially under the pressure of being on air, trying to keep some kind of a coherent flow going. And when I come back myself and I do and listen to these broadcasts in the archives, I'm always listening for the things that I said beyond what I was reading. Because these are the things that well up out of me from all of my other research, you know, in the process of going through this material. The things that come to mind as I read sometimes are better even than what I've been reading. And so I hope that some of this is getting there, you know, to you too. And going over and listening to a couple of times, just to understand this idea. There are lots of better teachers out there. You know, I could continue to name names and point you in different places. Some of these people have spent their entire life focused on law. I don't. I've read a lot of law. And it go back to the inns of the temple, the inns of court, you know, back in England, you know. And the phrase that I read about, you know, when reading Sir Edward Coke or Grotius or anybody else, Blackstone, it's always the readings in law. And that's what you do. Your readings in law. You're reading law. And that's the way you learn law, is by reading law. And it's the way you learn a lot of things, is by reading it. You've got to fill your mind with it. That's how Anthony Alec would say, you know, get the black and white in your eyes. It's important to do it. Because the more times you go through this information, the more you glean out of it. So let's continue. Again, it's possible, however, for the law to take one step further in the same direction, the step it has taken, and has so attained to the conception of incorporation. This may be regarded from one point of view as merely a development of the concept of trusteeship. So born out of the trusteeship comes the corporation. For it is plain that so long as a trustee is not required to act, but has merely to serve as a depositary of the rights of beneficiaries, there is no necessity that he should be a natural person at all. John Salmon, this book, Salmon on Jurisprudence, from the beginning, the first edition, all the way through. This is like law school, folks. It's the books they use there. So we can learn a little bit from it. But again, this idea that the corporations need not be a natural person at all. He may be a mere legal concept. A mere legal concept. And as between the real and the fictitious trustee, there are, in large classes of cases, important advantages on the side of the latter. He is one person, and so renders possible a complete reduction of common to individual ownership, whereas the objections to a single trustee in the case of natural persons are serious and obvious. The fictitious trustee, moreover, though not incapable of dissolution, is yet exempt from the inevitable mortality that afflicts mankind. I'm just reviewing what we talked about yesterday. Every time we go through it, we hear something different. It's really important to understand the fictions that are going on here. We get up in the morning, we wake up in the morning, we come into the consciousness, we swing our feet out of the bed perhaps, and stand on the floor, and you're waking up that flesh and blood man with your feet on the ground. And before you can get your first cigarette rolled and lit, you may have drifted already into this fictitious world of this state. You wake up in the state of Missouri, and then in all things commerce, you deal in this state of Missouri, a legal fiction. It doesn't have to be a natural person. And you go to court, and you want to bring your Title IV flag and your tricorn hat in the mourner's bench, and it don't apply there because you're in the wrong place. They can't see you, as Donna Barrett says. Continuing, it says, it is true, indeed, that a fictitious trustee is incapable of acting in the matter of his trust in his proper person. This difficulty, however, is easily avoided by means of agency. Agencies. This is the administrative law that works on us. Your little roadside visit with the revenue raiser for your municipality. He's working for an agency. And the agents may be several in number. There's so many now that none can count them all. So as to secure that safety which lies in a multitude of counselors. Well, they don't handle it here. Well, you'll have to go see this person. Could I transfer your call? Maybe if you could put that in a letter, I could route it. Secure that safety which lies in a multitude of counselors. You know, they're not out to protect you. They're out to preserve their jobs, these collective bargaining government whores that are standing between us and freedom, while the unity of the trusteeship itself remains unaffected, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, and to hell with the people. We've considered the general use and purpose of incorporation among its various purposes. There is one which has assumed very great importance in modern times, and which is not without theoretical interest. Incorporation is used to enable traders to trade with limited liability. As the law stands, he who ventures to trade in propria persona must put his whole fortune into the business. He must stake all that he has upon the success of his undertaking and must answer for all losses to the last farthing of his possessions. So we used to have an oath backed by a bond. We no longer have access to that, apparently. The risk is a serious one, even for him whose business is all his own. But it is far more serious for those who enter into partnership with others. In such a case, a man may be called upon to answer with his whole fortune for the acts or the defaults of those with whom he is disastrously associated. I'm putting that in more simple terms. We can all understand responsibility. That's pretty simple. That's pretty basic. You see an advertisement in the newspaper, they want to have a draftsman, so you show up, you call, you make an appointment, you find out what you need to bring, you bring along your drawings and things like that, and dress yourself all up, comb your hair, brush your teeth, maybe get a haircut, best shoes, polish the shoes, nice slacks, shirt, tie, and you go in and you interview, all right? That was the offer. And then they accept your offer. And they say, okay, when can you start? Well, I can start today or I can start tomorrow. Your choice. So, okay, start tomorrow, 8 o'clock. Now you've got offer and acceptance going on here. All right, now from that point forward, you've offered your honor. All right, they're going to honor your offer. And then you're going to be responsible for the job description that you hired on for. All right? We all expect the president to do presidently things. That was the job he ran for. That's what people voted him in for. But the one thing that we never hear from government is accountability. Oh, they might speak out of the corner of their mouth, but they never show it to us in real life. The one thing you're not getting out of the banking institutions today is accountability. Oh, we all know who was responsible for the fraud, why it was MERS. But who the hell is going to be held accountable for this? The accountability is a whole different program. Accountability doesn't have anything to do with a limited liability corporation. A man's word is his bond. You said you were going to do this thing. You didn't do it, and I want to know why. I want to know what you did. I want to know how much you charged me. I want to have a ledger. I want you to account for your actions. All right? And then I'm going to hold you to account. I know what I expected. I expected your best. I'm here to inspect to make sure I get what I expect. And if I don't get what I expect, I'm going to hold you to account. There's pluses on one side, there's minuses on the other, and you better have a positive balance sheet, because when we get down to the bottom, if I find you in error or in arrears, I'm going to hold you accountable. And if there's crimes that have been committed, if there's been loss of life, if there's been fraud, fraudulent conversion, fraudulent concealment, theft of property, victims laying every place... And some of these people need to do some serious time in front of a judge and a jury. And if found guilty of crimes and treasons, to be held accountable for that. And we're not going to get to that point with the bullhorn on the sidewalk. But we might be able to get to that point if we go inside of this system and shake it out from the inside out. This country was taken over by infiltrators who embedded at every single level. Not only did they create a lot of the different layers, all of the agencies and stuff, but then they've infiltrated at it. And they hold, like Joseph, behind the Pharaoh, the Grand Viziers, they hold these positions of power. And like Joseph, they're going to destroy we the Egyptians. Well, that's all the time for today. I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.